just like with sensuality. We're not diminished beings if we don't get what we want, that we think, get what we think is going to gratify or satisfy us. And it doesn't even, they're just sort of, the things that we look forward to so much, that we invest so much energy in trying to get, they're just sort of kind of wispy memories after a while, and there's not really, it doesn't have the same satisfaction at all. I mean, it's like, it's like when you're hungry and you go into the kitchen or into the house, it's in the morning, and you can smell, the smells of cooking are going on, and it's just so, wow, I wonder what's for the meal today. Boy, that smells good. Wow, can't wait to the meal. And then you have the meal, and there's varying degrees of excitement and gratification. And then, after the meal, you walk into the house, or you walk in and there's the smells of food, and you, oh, gee, smells awful in here. Light some incense, open the windows, get the smell out of here. you know, what was so alluring? It's just sort of like a wispy, passing thing that you know, isn't really, you know, we're on to the next thing already. So that to notice when the mind is attaching onto an object, and just turn attention to release, turn attention to freeing the mind. Right? Sensuality in particular, that is to recognize its drawback, to recognize its limitation. The Buddha compares it to the dog that is just waiting by the butcher's. Mm-hmm. The butcher's apprentice, and it's just waiting. You can imagine the fantasies going on in the dog's mind, and all the butcher does is throw these bones with a little bit of blood pasted on, and is all. It's nothing much there at all. And the dog sort of jumps on that bone and gnaws away at it, and all it gets is tiredness and nothing, not much satisfaction at all. And that's that's the story of our lives, isn't it? It seemed like it was going to be so good, and it never quite lives up to the advertising that the mind conjures up, and the problem isn't that there isn't, there isn't sort of pleasure involved in things. The problem is the clinging. The problem is that grasping, that attachment. the expectation that's formed, and the inability to release it, the inability to put it down, to just let it be the what it is, to be let it be what this is what it is. This is what the experience is right now. So to be working with that, as the breath comes in, as the breath goes out, recognizing when there is the draw, the attraction to sensuality. This sort of seeing, how can I release around that? How can I put that down? How can I let that go? How can I not be drawn into the just kind of letting the mind open around it? And it's not getting caught by it.